RSM Central's Form Express.
It's now time for the Metro Form Express here on RSN Central on this Friday. And geez, he's a wonderful friend of ours here on RSN Central. Last time we had him on, he was superb for us. Punters out there giving us a good push for a few of his chances, and he's back once again. The man that's ridden more than 700 winners. His name is Jason Bembo. Good morning to you, Jace.
Good morning, Gareth and listeners. How are you?
First of all, Written Miss, she was impressive there at Ballarat on debut. This is a three-year-old filly that goes around in that first race on Pakenham Cup Day tomorrow afternoon. Can she win again, Jason?
Well, you'd love to think so and hope so, but she looks really well placed, home track. Obviously, a three-year-old benchmark 70 race, so she looks like she's in it to win it.
What impresses you about her? Obviously, she gets a middle gate. How do you think, where do you think she'll settle in the run?
The thing that impresses me the most, obviously, having one race ride on her and a couple of rides on her at track work, is her demeanour. She's quite a natural, forward-going horse. So I think she drew barrier one on debut and was a little bit slow out and into stride. So she should take benefit from that. And barrier six, as it sits at the moment, probably looks more than ideal. She gets a chance to hopefully not be in the barriers for overly long, and she can jump and use her speed. She should be thereabouts throughout the run.
Has she improved after that impressive debut effort?
You'd like to think so. Obviously, she's had around 6 weeks between runs. Whatever reason that is, I'm not too sure, but her track work has been really nice going into this run. She's had a good look at the course proper, so she ticks a lot of boxes. I think it's a fantastic race for her to have her, second outing at the races. Obviously, Cup Day, great prize money. It'd be fantastic for connections to get a winner on their hometown Cup Day.
All right then, mate. You head to Mornington today. You've got four rides. What would be your best chance here? You've got Jertani in the opening race, Prompt Reply in the second. Geez, it'd be good if Crooked Hillary for your followers gets up at around 150-1, and then Rebel Tantrum goes around, of course, in race number five at a big price as well. Are you confident with any of those rides?
I really like Jackson Palais' horse, Prompt Reply. He was really brave in defeat last start. He only got nabbed on the line. You could argue that this is probably a slightly stronger race on paper, but he should take great improvement out of that run at Bairnsdale, and I expect a bold showing again off that Bairnsdale run.
All right, we might have something each way on Prompt Reply. You can get around $16 with the tab for that galloper. Hey, we wish you the best of luck, Jason, especially there tomorrow, of course, with that promising filly Written Miss. Good luck today at Mornington.
Thanks, Gareth. Hopefully, if we get a winner or two, you might have to call me every day, I reckon.
Yeah, we will, mate. Don't worry about that. Then we'll take you out for lunch when you're not riding so you can eat, brother.
I'm only 52 kilos, so I can eat on the way to the races.
All right, then. We'll lock you in, Jace.
No worries. Thanks, Gareth.
All right, there's Jason Bembo. He's a terrific ambassador for the sport of thoroughbred racing. Does some wonderful work as well off the track, especially for his fellow riders. Now, Mark Guest joins us. Now, Guest, he's been on five courses, Pakenham Cup Day tomorrow afternoon. He's been up all night and most of this morning, of course, nice and early to make sure that he tips us a few winners for that Pakenham meeting. Hello to you, Guesty.
Oh, yeah, mate, you're right about that. Valley as well, so it's been very, very busy. But looking forward to it. What should be a... it's going to be a good day, but it looks to be some value about as well.
All right, where do we start with your specials?
I thought race three, number 10, Zakaz. I like the way he's coming along. He ran well at Geelong, running fourth. It was very good from the back. And then it won at Donald, its next start. I just think it'll keep progressing. Drawn okay, and it looks very hard to beat. Race three, number 10, around $6 a cars.
All right, then where do we go?
High Stranger. I think it's just going to get the right run, and it's racing in really good form, so no reason why from that gate it won't run a super race. Race six, number 8, High Stranger.
And we had Shane Fleeter on before, very happy with his horse.
Yeah, that's good to know, because, trainers are always,
When Guesty gives us the big tick and then the trainer gives us the big tick, we just double our bet.
Yeah, no, fair enough too.
Then where do we go for your final of your specials?
Royal Vixen, race 8, number 8. I think where it's going to position up near the lead, I think it's going to be a real advantage because you've got the Astrologist leading and Royal Vixen just behind them. So very, very hard to beat around $6. Race 8, number 8. A little bit of value with that girl, race 2, number 11 from the Stokes stable, around $10. And I thought Yulon Captain, keep an eye on it, $26 from the Hayes Stavenig Yard, race 4, number 5. I thought it was over the odds.
All right. Hey, Guesty, can I ask for a couple of specials tonight, if that's okay?
Yeah, that's so my best bet is in race 4 at the Valley number. You put me on the spot a bit. Number 9.
Yep. Race four, number nine at Mooney Valley. Valley.
Yeah.
All right, then.
A little bit of value, race 6, number 6, and race 7, number 9.
Race 6, number 6.
And race 7, number 9.
7, number 9. And race 4, once again, it was race 4, number...
Number 9.
So race 4, number 9, race 6, number 6, and race 7, number 4, and we can watch you on Sky Racing 1 tonight, Guesty.
Absolutely.
All right, get some sleep. So freshen up before tonight.
That's it. Thanks, mate.
There's Mark Guest there. Good. Now, Matt Smith, of course, has Attorney in the Pakenham Cup. This horse came through the Sandown Classic, and this is what Matt Smith had to say about Attorney's chances in the Pakenham Cup tomorrow.
Yeah, it came through the race really well, actually. While we kept going with him, we were sort of thinking about maybe giving him a little break. But, look, he bounced out of the race and he came back to Sydney. He's been in good order. And we just thought it was a nice race for him to round off the campaign.
And Princess Jenny, she's the Bendigo Cup champ of this season and she'll be trying to add another country cup to her name in tomorrow's Pakenham Cup. And here is her trainer, David Brightoak.
Well, she's a fair way between runs. And she's got quite a bit of weight, but I must say she's going very well. I think she's in good shape. Her work's good, and her demeanour's very good.
How do you see the race panning out? It does look another nice race for her if she can reproduce that Bendigo Cup form.
Yeah, look, I think she'll settle in somewhere there, and she should be strong to the line.
This is the Metro Form Express, the racing in Sydney at Rose Hill, and Ronnie Duffersey joins us now to preview this meeting. Good morning to you, Ron.
Yeah, good morning, Gareth.
Are you confident heading to Rose Hill Gardens tomorrow?
I am quite confident. The fields have held up okay. Obviously, we've got Friday, Saturday racing. There's a lot of dual acceptors, but I think we've got a competitive meeting and quietly confident about it, a few races at least.
Okay, where do we start then?
Races 5, 6 and 8 are the three races I want to bet in. Race 5, I think it's the best of the day here. Number 5, Edison. Look, second up there at Newcastle, I thought he was terrific. He went out very hard. They run fast time. And he was nearly last man standing there. And I can't see anywhere near as much pressure here. Third up, fitter for the run. The form out of the last start performance is good with the form coming out of it. And I think he gets across, leads and wins. So race 5, number 5, Edison. Race 6, I think he might be a pretty fair horse, this. Number 7, Accountability. He's got a few weight swings against him this week. You know, he carried 50 and a half winning for second up, and then he carried 56 the other day. Now he's got 59, but I don't think it matters with these up-and-coming horses. I really think he's a much more seasoned import this prep. Like what he did the other day. He went on protest, but he would have won a lot easier with clear running. So happy to be with him. Race 6, number 7, Accountability. Looking for one at a little bit better odds. Maybe race 8, number 3, Sausage. Now, it's only a Gundagai performance last starter, but it was a benchmark 94 Snake Gully Cup, so it was pretty strong. Look, she should have absolutely bolted in. She's third up now. She's won at this track and distance. Like the draw with her. She's got a big finish on her. I think she'll run well. Race 8, number 3, Sausage.
What's your best there, Ron?
Edison, race 5, number
yep,
5.
You did say that. Now, this is a text message that came through earlier on in the day by Lisa. She said, I never really had a bet on horses, but I was listening to Ron Duffersey on the... in the car one day, and I decided to have a bet after he declared one. I like the sound of his voice, and ever since then, I back his special each and every week, and he has paid for half of my Christmas present. So you've got a fan in Lisa there, Ronnie. Well done. You've had a wonderful year on the tip.
No, I appreciate that, but my job is to predict the future, not the past.
Let's hope race five, number five there at Rose Hill. Of course, what price can we get with the Tab Edison? $3.40 and $1.50 for Beyond Baker. So that will do us, Ronnie.
Good on you, Gareth.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for that. There's Ron Duffacy there. We'll move on and catch up with Michael Maxworthy, the King of Queensland. There's Wally Lewis and then there's Michael Maxworthy. Good morning to you, Michael.
Oh, yeah, the King. He's got plenty on me. yeah, I'm just heading to Ipswich now, Gareth, yep. For a moderate meeting today. But I tell you what, it all reaches a crescendo tomorrow. We've got some country racing in town at Doomben and plenty of stakes races, including the George Moore, which is a feature over 1,200. And we're all wondering whether Jonker can do what he did 3 weeks ago when he broke Takeover Target's track record in the Keith now. So some terrific racing coming up.
All right then, Maxie, how do we make some money there at Doomben on, I think it's day three now of this summer carnival?
That's it, yep, day three. And we're looking at the Country Cups race. Race four, number three, Kanagwa, who's here from Mareeba. He's going for 8 wins on the trot. He's the Cairns Cup winner a couple of months ago. He's had a bit of a break, returned with a terrific win in Cairns. There's just something the Harrovian-ish. The Harrovian is that sensation North Queensland horse that's been doing great things since coming down here. Well, this is Mark II. I think you'll get the money. Race four, number three, Paniagua. Robert Thompson's here to ride him. Race five, Gareth, number five, Shooting for Gold, is a very, very smart three-year-old. He trialled brilliantly at Doomben on Tuesday. From the good gate, I expect that he'll win. And then race eight, number eight, Jonker. I do think he can make it back-to-back. He had gate 14 when he ran that Takeover Target track record 3 weeks ago. This time he's got barrier four. He'll lob into the box seat for fun, and I think he'll get the money in race eight. So 4-3, Paniagua, 5-5, Shooting for Gold, and 8-8, Jonker for Doomben tomorrow.
What's your best, your very best, Maxie?
Shooting for Gold, race five, number five.
All right, let's hopefully we can do just that. Good on you, Maxie. stay refreshed at Ipswich today. They tell me it's about 48 degrees.
Yes, I want to get out of the car. I'll be sweating up. My glasses will be covered in smoke and whatever.
You'll be right, Maxie. Just carry that handkerchief with you. Good on you, mate. Thanks for that.
Bye-bye.
There's Michael Maxworthy there. Nadia Horn joins us to preview Morpheville tomorrow afternoon. Welcome back, Nadia.
Welcome back. I'm pleased to be here. Thank you very much, for that, Gareth, but we kick things off in race one tomorrow. I like number one, Designer Chef. Now, if this makes the trip over for Mark Webb, it looks very well placed. It's currently around 310 at the moment in betting markets. The rating it ran to last time out at Pakenham far exceeds what these horses have been recording recently. So it looks pretty hard to beat for mine in race one, number one. We then go over to race five for the next of the horses we're keeping an eye on tomorrow, and we like number seven, Ambi Dazzle. Now, it's had a few runs back this preparation. It showed a bit of a return to form over 1,400 metres last time out. It's had a few weeks between runs and back to 1,200, but at $7, I feel it looks a good bet too, race five, number seven. And the other horse I like, it comes up in race number seven. Now, I'm probably going to play more for a place than the win on this bloke, but I do think that Von Costa Glass is over the odds at $19. Now, he ran to a really good figure last time out when he was seventh. He's a month between runs, but you prefer him with a little give in the ground. But he gave the impression last time out that the 2,000 metres is what he's looking for, and he rebounded back to what we know he's capable of doing, where he just sat back off of what was only a moderate tempo, and he ran some pretty good slick closing sectionals. So maybe more for a place than the win on Von Costa Glass in race seven. So the three we're keeping an eye on, race one, the one, it looks the best on the program, race five, the seven, and race seven, number one.
All right, then. Good luck, Nadia. We'll catch up with you tomorrow morning.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Gareth.
There's Nadia Horn. So race one, number one, race five, number seven, race seven, number one there at Morpheville. Michael Maxworthy likes race four, number three at Doomben, race five, number five, and race eight, number eight. And Ronnie Duffacy, race five, number five, that's his very best bet there tomorrow afternoon at Rose Hill Edison. He also likes race six, number seven, and race eight, number three. And Mark Guest likes race three, number 10 at Pakenham, race six, number eight, and race eight, number eight. Peter Antonis joins us now. Geez, he's tipping the house down there as well over in Perth. And it's the final Group 1 of the year in this country. Of course, it's the Kingston Town Classic. It's the highlight race around the country tomorrow afternoon, and Pete joins us now. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Gareth. I must point out I'm only sitting the house down when you're not talking to me during the week.
Okay.
So, look forward to this weekend.
Hopefully that can change then. Now, Kingston Town Classic, is it all over? Is it just inspirational girls race? We had Grant Williams on the show on Tuesday or Wednesday. He gave that mare a wonderful push. She hasn't gone backwards. She's improved, in fact. And he says the gate really doesn't matter because she'll be getting back anyway.
Yeah, that is true. But just going back and watching the replay of the Railway, geez, it was a phenomenal, it was a complete 10 ride and performance by the horse as well. You see Pike almost angle her back towards the inside and somehow the horse responds. She's midway through the turn and she still comes back to the inside. I don't think we're going to see anything near that sort of luck on Saturday. I'm going to stick with Too Close to Sun at the current price. I think strong horse on speed, 1800s more in his favour. Wait for age will balance things out a little bit more. I know, obviously, he meets her a little bit worse at the weights, but I still just like the way that this race sets up for Too Close to Sun.
All right then, Pete, let's hear from Lindsay Smith, the trainer of Too Close to the Sun.
To be honest, I think he looks better. I think
really?
He looks better this week. Because the timing of getting him ready was for the Perth Cup, and I still had a little bit up my sleeve, but... So he's always on the way up, and I thought he looked better this time than 2 weeks ago. So that's a positive. The 1800's a positive. Barrier 10, I think the most wins have come out of Barrier 10. So, I don't know, statistically, not my go, but it's something when you're a bit disappointed to hang on to. And but it makes it a bit hard when the other horse runs a bit faster than him.
All right, then, so you doubled your bet after listening to Lindsay now, Pete?
Well, he didn't sing a song for me, but,
no.
That's about as good a compliment as you can get without him breaking into a musical back. So, I'll take that.
All right, then, how else do we make some money on this card there in the West at Ascot tomorrow?
Look, I'll start off in race three with one of our old mates, Simon A. Miller, Whoops Autocracy. This horse trailed superb. It almost fell in the first 50 metres of the trial and was just bolting through the line. Really good figures all of last preparation, including going well first up when it was luckless. Really like the way the map works out here. I think the key is Maddie Derrick on Flower of Scotland. She'll try and get that horse off the fence, which just leaves Autocracy from one perfect access to the box seat. Like that horse in race three.
All right, then. I heard from one of the part owners, Jason Peroni. He told me the other day that this horse can't get beat. Plutocracy at $6 anyway. So I like that push if you like it. It's a strong push as well from the camp.
Yeah, I've heard stronger pushes, but that's okay. We'll take that from JC.
Then where do we go?
Next race five. Serenity Bay is my main play here, and I'll be saving Tycoon Storm, just like both of these mares going into this event over the 1400. Serenity Bay was outstanding first up, was really good second up last prep as well. Small query on how the track's going to play, but I think Chantre is taking up too much market percentage at this early point. He'll be behind both Serenity Bay and Tycoon Storms. Again, another horse that will be in the first three or four runners, and it's clearly the horse to be beating for me. So I'll be dutching up Serenity Bay and Tycoon Storm there.
You're worried that Pike didn't stick with Serenity Bay?
Not particularly. No, it's not too much of a concern. I think he's just stamping his colours to the mast there with Chantre, and I can't really blame him. That horse does have a lot of potential.
All right, then, is that all? What's your very best for the day?
Look, it really is hard to see Western Empire getting beaten. I've marked the horse $1.90. You can get $2.20 there on the tab right now. It really does look it's race to lose in race six. I think the horse would have to get really far back and in all sorts of trouble to not be winning that race.
I really liked it in the Guineas, and it was a massive run under the circumstances with the way that track played. And then if he won the Guineas, he probably goes closer of winning, of course, the Kingston Town. So there you go. He should be winning that race, the Sir Ernest Lee Steer Stakes there on a Saturday afternoon at Ascot. Hey, Pete, enjoy Ascot once again. Kingston Town Classic Day will be a magical day over there in the West.
Pleasure, Gareth, as always.
Peter Staples joins us now. There's some terrific racing in Tasmania. They've got a meeting at Devonport in the Gallops today. And then, of course, on Sunday, it's a day off. So there's only the one meeting at Devonport this weekend. Of course, racing once again at Launceston Wednesday night. So the only meeting's today, and then they're racing at King Island tomorrow. Hello to you, Pete.
Good day, Gareth. I can't help you with King Island tips.
No.
But I can for Devonport today.
All right. How do we back a winner at Devonport?
Well, look, Anthony Darmanin's back riding in the state for the first time since April, since we were shut down. And he's back, and he's got a terrific book of rides. One of those is Easy Road in Race 3. So number 3, Easy Road in Race 3. It's the absolute best of the day. And I expect it to just make amends for a little glitch last time. Got run down in the last stride by Manalenga on a track that really didn't suit him. It was a little bit it just wasn't... he couldn't quite get his footing. And that upset him a little bit and lost his concentration. But he's better than that, and I expect him to win again today. And in race 6 in the feature race, the Golden Mile, which is one of the main lead-ups to the Devonport Cup, and the winner gets ballot pre-entry into the Devonport Cup.
Okay.
And it is number 1, Newhart. He won the race this year, back in January, and he resumed in Launceston a couple of weeks ago with a brilliant first-up win over 1,400. And from all reports, he's improved and taken good improvement from that run. And I expect him to be very hard to beat over the 1650. And he's a very, very good horse in the making this. And I wouldn't be surprised if he went and won the Devonport Cup again. And he went on to win one of the Hobart and Orlani Cups.
With the borders opening up, I wonder if Neil will come back and ride.
Well, he's there if he wants to.
Yep.
Darmanin's made his commitment. He is flying in and flying back out the same day, virtually. So, and when he comes Wednesday nights, he'll stay over and go home Thursday mornings. But it's great to have Dharma back today, and I think he'll probably get home on the Sharma Rama, the first one of Trinders in race 1. It's the favourite, long odds on, and should win. That'll give him a kickstart for the day. I've got a quaddie in the first league. I want 2, 4, and 8. 2, 4, and 8. 3, 5, and 9. That's 3, 5, and 9 in the second league. Into 1, 2, and 3. Just in case Newhart doesn't win, we'll take the 2 and the 3, which is the Tackler and GG Fairway. 1, 2, 3 in the third, and in the last 3, 4, and 7. And there's been a good push for the number 3, and that's first start for Rowan Homer, I think it'll be a good value, and that's
totally
$81.
Yep.
$81 for 100%.
That's Holly Diamond, I think, the horse you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yes.
In race 7. Hey, Pete, enjoy Devonport. And Tommy Shelby, what a performance there at the Greyhounds. He only trialled, but he smashed the clock. He'll be hard to beat in the Hobart 1000. Heats, of course, next Thursday night. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, mate.
There's Pete Staples from Taz Racing. So his very best, race 3, number 3 there at Devonport this afternoon. It's 12 minutes past 12 o'clock. This is RSN Central. Welcome back to RSN Central. This is the Metro Fulham Express. Wonderful meeting there at Tabcourt Park, Melton, tomorrow night. The highlight there, you've got the Caduceus 3-year-old Cup at Group 3 level. We've also got the Mari's Idol Trotters Free-for-All also at Group 3 level. Dan Malecki joins us to give us his best bets on this program. Hello to you, Dan.
Good afternoon, guys.
Where do we start with your specials?
I thought that Code Black was the best on the card, race 8, number 7. He's not a horse that wins sort of out of turn, but he's at the highest level, and I think this is a really good race for him. So race 8, horse 7, Code Black. My best each way was in the Garrard Mowry's Idol Trotters Free-for-All, number 10, Always Ready. A four-year-old who's defeated Majestuoso at his last couple of starts. And the younger Brigade of Trotters... They're beating the older horses. We've seen it with Pink Galahs. We've seen it with the Majestuoso last week in the Australasian Trotting Championship. So I am going in the way of Always Ready in what looks a very good race. A shorty to start the night. I think Beach Music, I think, should be winning. I mean, she's been placed behind Ladies and Red at the last couple. She's only had 3 lifetime starts and has the good barrier draw. She'll be short enough, though, but I think it might be a good way to either start off some all-ups or certainly the first leg of the early quaddie.
All right then, Dan. So there's some nice horses there at a big price. My best tomorrow night, she's still overs for mine, Eva Mateo. She's at $6. I think she leads and leads for a long way in that youthful stakes there for the 2-year-old filly. So she's $9.50 into $6. So do you give her a chance?
Oh, look, she's got to be. She's a last start winner in the, and, you know, a filly that's competed at the highest level throughout the season. So, I mean, she'll run a terrific race. She's got an asset in gate speed, and I wouldn't be wanting to put you off there, particularly at that sort of value.
All right, mate. We'll catch up with you tomorrow morning for an extended preview of this wonderful card there at Melton.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Dan Malecki there now, the rock star. Jason Lee joins us to preview his drives there tomorrow night at Tabcorp Park, Melton. Hello, Jace.
G'day, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. Big breaking news story. Your brother, Paddy Lee, is coaching the under-18s in at some country football club. What club's he coaching?
Yeah, him and Dogger Regan Nutting are coaching the under-18s at the Naranda Football Netball
Naranda.
Club.
Naranda. Jeez, what a great move. What a great coup for that football club. Unbelievable. And Paddy Lee, he's the best dairy farmer in the West. He's the best standard bred trainer. Now he's the best football coach. What an illustrious career he's having. And everything that he turns to these days, Paddy Lee. Josiah in the first race there tomorrow in that two-year-old fillies race. She's probably got the job in front of her, Jace.
Yeah, I'd say Paddy's just trying to get out of work, Gareth.
Yeah. But,
yeah, she's a nice little filly, but she's racing, you know, against some of the elite there in the state. So her last run was good. She's just going to need luck, and she might be able to run into the first five.
I hope Marg Lee's not paying the wages for the workers to work his horses on Saturday morning because he's coaching.
Nah, we'll have to make sure he does a bit more on Sunday, won't we?
Yeah, Change the Print goes around in race number two. Now, this is owned by a couple of superstar footballers, including Darcy Gardner. Geez, this horse has been impressive since coming to your stable. What I love about him, he's got gate speed. He probably leads and wins again tomorrow.
Yeah, the boys are pumped just to have one back going around. So it's nice that he's done a good job so far. And yeah, probably have to come out as good as we can and just see what the ones do inside us. But yeah, it'd be nice if we could get across and hopefully give him something to catch.
All right, then. Has he improved?
He has, yeah. I think he will get better. He just got a little bit keen last start. So the only downfall, I'm probably buzzing him off the gate, is, yeah, he's getting a little bit toey in his runs. But, yeah, still happy with him.
I'm set to go. Can this trotter win the third?
It's going to need a lot of luck, but it is a really nice mare. It's just sort of... It had a bit of an issue, and its form probably tapered off a little bit, and its manners were probably not great, but it's a really nice mare, and if the race is ran to suit, it should run a good race.
Were you disappointed, or I'm a little bit unfair on Jillaby Nitro last week?
Nah, you were spot on there. I was definitely disappointed. He's come back good, but he hasn't quite hit, you know, top form yet, and probably just having a little bit of trouble on getting his mind to mentally want to, you know, really do things. He's been good in behind and chasing, or outside and chasing, but in front, he was so good as a two-year-old in front. He's just, he's probably just not having a real crack in front at the moment. So we'll freshen him up after this week. But, yeah, no, definitely was a little bit disappointing. But at least we got beat by the stable mate, and
yep,
she ran a great race.
And Kiang Jackie, would Jillaby Nitro, is he still the better chance, even though that Kiang Jackie beat him last start, because you can probably drive him with the sit?
Yeah, look, I probably can't split them, to be honest. She's absolutely in peak form. She's going probably as good as she could, and she's going to be a really nice mare in the future and get better. And he's been good, but I'm still just not 100% happy with where he's at. His work's been okay again this week. So, look, I wouldn't be surprised if either of them won, but it's going to be tough from where they are.
What about Always Ready in, of course, the Murray's Idol, Trotters Free For All? He's a star on the rise, but this is a tough test.
Yeah, it's going to be hard from there over the short, but definitely got all the attributes to sort of go through to the top level. And, he's got gears, that fella, so... looking forward to sort of seeing how he fronts up against those really nice ones.
Is he a better horse at the moment than Dance Craze?
I'd probably still stick with Dance Craze, just being, having the writing on the wall. If, you know, I left the pick of the drives up to the team at Yabby Dam, and, you know, if I had really had to have picked, I probably would have gone with Dance Craze. But it gives me good confidence that they've decided to leave me on always ready. So, yeah, I think he's got a very bright future.
All right, your best tomorrow night, Jace?
Probably have to be changed to print, I reckon.
All right, then. What about Geelong and Bendigo? How many winners today and tonight?
If we could pinch a couple of winners today or tonight, that'd be nice, I think. Both the two at Geelong are both a chance. Ange McDowell's got the filly first up, and you know she's showed a bit of promise, and then one for mum there and the two-year-old that's got some ability and got a good bunch of owners in her. So hopefully she can run another good race, and then on to Geelong where we'll be honouring the Langs and Gav, and it'll be a great night's racing, and hopefully a couple of those trotters. I'm a ready jet. The good filly is going around, so hopefully she can sort of put everything together and we could pinch one or two today.
Yep, well said. With the Lang family, Gavin and Graham Lang, we lost those two champions of the sport this year. They will be missed but never forgotten, and it's great to see them being paid a wonderful tribute tonight there at Bendigo. Good on you, Jason. There's Jason Lee. From one star to another, Jason Thompson joins us now. He's got some star dogs going around tomorrow night at Ballarat and the Meadows. Good morning or afternoon to you, Jace.
Yeah, how are you, Gareth?
Good, thanks, mate. Aussie Secret. Jeezy was impressive during that Melbourne Cup carnival there at Sandown. Can he win his heat of the Ballarat Cup tomorrow night?
Yeah, he's obviously got a good chance. Have to do everything right from box three. I mean, he will want to push up a little bit. But, he's had a couple of weeks since his Melbourne Cup heat and sort of going fresh into the Ballarat Cup. And, I expect him to go pretty well.
Pirate Pete sizzled around the track there last start. Can he continue on his brilliant form, of course, in heat number three of the Ballarat Cup from box number three?
Look, he's another one that does prefer to be middle to wide. He's not the quickest early dog. Probably will rely on a little bit of luck for the first 20 or 30 metres, but he's in really good form. Good lead-up race at Ballarat last Wednesday, and even though he's not probably drawn where he would prefer to be, he's in very good form and going really well.
And Sambora Lose, a star goes around also for your kennel in heat number four of the Ballarat Cup. He's at $3.20. Thoughts there?
Yeah, I really like him. I think the vacant box underneath him will help him. No luck at the Meadows at his last start. His form prior was very good. If I had to pick one out of the three to have something on, it'd be Sambora Lou.
All right, then. What about tomorrow night at the Meadows? Major Sacrifice goes around in race number two on the card at $3.70 from box six.
Yeah, I thought very good odds. He's a more than capable dog. Hasn't done everything right in his last two. Good dog on the rise, and he thought he was very good odds.
Stanley Keeping in race number five from box four at $5.
Yeah, look, he's pulled up with a bit of an issue, so he won't be going around tomorrow night.
Okay.
So he'll be out.
And Ashton Silk was brave, I thought, during the Melbourne Cup carnival. Can she lead and win here in race number eight on the program from box number one again?
Yeah, got a good draw. I reckon you described it really well. She's been very brave her last four or five and in probably career best form. Do think our other dog out of box seven's got a good chance. Wildcard, he's very, very, very handy dog. Probably similar ability to Aston Silk. Drawn where he wants to be at seven. So at $5, he'd probably be a good each way bet in that race.
The punters love it. Jason Thompson's best over the weekend.
Sambora Lou.
All right, mate. We wish you the best of luck, Jace. Good luck.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Jason Thompson there. Sambora Lou going around in race number seven. And one of the ladder heats there on Ballarat Cup night. You get around $3.20 for Sambora Lou there at Ballarat tomorrow night. Georgie Farage is about to join us here. And George, what a meeting tomorrow night at Ballarat. And then at the Meadows, superstar greyhounds going around. And just quickly, Simon told Helen he was so good there last night at Dapto. He's drawn box number one, so his rivals shouldn't really bother turning up next week. They're not going to beat him from box one, are they? Impossible.
Yeah, look, the tab has marked him pretty short. I think he's $1.50 after running 29.37 at Capto. Only half a length outside the track record. In fact, the other greyhound who was in the Melbourne Cup and finished third, Tommy Shelby, went around at Hobart in a trial and ran 25.49. If you don't mind, track record is 25.44. So It's an interesting turn of events after the Melbourne Cup. Hudson Rico has had it shimshot a little bit sore from it, so we don't see him anywhere for the time being. And then, obviously, Simon Soldell and Tommy Shelby have gone on with it to show that there's no ill effects after their placing. So really looking forward to that Hobart Cup series. But as you mentioned, the Ballarat Cup series, interesting to hear from Jason Thompson talk about Zambora Lou and also that young greyhound he's got at the Meadows on Saturday night as well. A Major Sacrifice, I think his name is. A very, very, looks like a talented greyhound. When trainers usually give a push on your radio show, we should probably listen, Gareth. Robbie Britton's been guilty of it in the last couple of weeks, and I think Jason Thompson's going to get in on the party as well.
And it's because it's my radio show, but I don't want to pat myself on the back or anything like that, but the Form Express, like even yesterday, for instance, Michael Bellman comes on the show, he declares a couple there at the Charlton Trots, they get the job done. Robbie Britton, most of the participants that we get on usually help us back a winner. And I think sometimes that's the key, Georgie, to make sure you get the right participants on that can help us back a winner. And Jason Thompson, the push that he gave us there in race number two for his greyhound Major Sacrifice, I like it when he goes, oh, I think it's over the odds.
Yeah, absolutely, when he starts talking like that. And also, I didn't mind what he said about Aspen Silk because I've marked her as my best. I just think she's really well drawn here. She's got Lucy's Milo drawn next to her, Gareth, and I think she'll be able to outpace him. And I know he gave a push for his greyhound in box seven, Wildcard, who's a very, very talented type, obviously. But if Aspen Silk can lead around that first corner and skip away, the way she's been racing, I don't think she'll be catchable. So, yeah, it was good to hear his thoughts on Aspen Silk as well.
All right, mate, how do we make some money? You might have a special for us at Ballarat in the heats that maybe greyhound stands out there. We're all on Zambora Lou now anyway, but also at the Meadows tomorrow night. It's basically your backyard, the Meadows.
Look, yeah, as I said, race eight, number one, is who I'm really keen on.
Yep.
I liked, again, Jason saying that she's probably in career best form because she certainly showed it without racing. With much luck, she's been beaten by some very good greyhounds of late. Just quickly, the quoting numbers, and make sure you check your scratchings. 1-2-7-8 into 1-2-6-7 into 1-2-4-6 into number one on the way home, and that's Aspen Silk. So race eight, number one, is the best. Ballarat Cup, I was really keen on Short Cork last week. He did run second, and I'll be back on him in the first of the heats. Race four, number three, Gareth. And as we mentioned, some of these real top liners, obviously Simon Soldell and Tommy Shelby, have gone elsewhere. I think this is a really winnable Ballarat Cup this year. Aussie Secret is the favourite in the second heat. Pirate Pete, again, going to try to equal that track record run last week. The other greyhound I'm keen on, I think, is in the last leg, Bound to Succeed at around $2.30. He's a star, that greyhound. I know he's got Rolling Stone on his inside, but he's gone 25 O's. At Ballarat in the past. He's a talent. So I'll be having a crack on him and also Short Walk at Ballarat, Gareth. So we'll touch base again tomorrow, mate. We'll also look at the Dapto Megastars in a little bit more detail. But as you mentioned, Simon told Alan. And you can just tell from the interview that was on Twitter, Gareth, that David Bennett is really looking for a track record with Simon told Alan, isn't he? He was half a length away from it. He said hopefully he can go a little bit better and break it next week. It's probably the old thing that he doesn't have on his CV, interestingly. So maybe he can do it next week.
He's thinking about a stud crew, I think, David. Not for himself, but for the dog.
I think he's just buttering it up perfectly. Not that he doesn't have a stud career already, but good luck to all participants in next week's Megastar.
He's become Don King. Good on you, mate. One of the great promoters. Good on you, Georgie.
See you, mate.
There's George Ferrugia there. That wraps up the Metro Form Express.